The greatest influence, I think, musically, I can name is Bob Dylan, because initially I didn't like his music, and I remember listening to his music in my dad's car on a tape, and he was playing the album As Good As I've Been to You, and he would play it everywhere, and I just didn't get it. I was sitting there really not understanding it and really not being that interested in it as music, and yet I realised, you know, after the tape had been switched off and I was just not hearing it for months, that those songs had actually stayed in my mind above anything else I'd heard, and I needed to hear them again. So I snuck out and got that tape from the car, and I was listening to it in my Walkman to and from school, and it was just opening up another world to me. It was just showing me what song was, and I had no idea who Bob Dylan was and his history and his name, and I had no idea about, like, generally anyone's place in music history. I was just listening to it because it's great music, and so I went out and was able to hear other albums of his and confirm this suspicion that I had, that this guy was phenomenal, that he was just like a visionary and someone I would follow anywhere and go anywhere for, you know. And but I think as well as the music that he made and the sort of inspiration of just, you know, that the quality of his music, I think what was very important for me because of Bob Dylan was a friendship that I had with a guy at school called Adam Prime, who was a Dylan fan, and he, I was able to get to know him because, you know, I'd started listening to Dylan, so we actually had some common ground to talk about, to strike up a friendship, and he could play the guitar. I couldn't at that time, and he showed me how to play the guitar. You know, he taught me how to play the guitar. So I think that had I not listened to Dylan, had I not actually had that musical reference point to make a friendship with someone with, I'd never have learned to play the guitar. There's no one else in my life that I would have bumped into to know how to play it. So it was very, very formative for me and very influential for me. And so, yeah, for those two reasons, I think I would say Bob Dylan, above all other musicians, is someone who's influenced me enormously and still is. You know, is all his releases are still interesting to hear. A song that I remember writing most is Red Roses, because I just don't usually write songs that way round. I mean, usually I just kind of, I have a couple of ideas about things, but they're all from the past. You know, they're all things that have ceased to actually influence your life directly at the time you're writing. So you have some distance from those things, and because of that you have control over those things, and that's really so important, I think, artistically, because I'm not always going to do the, you know, the whole Jackson Pollock thing or the method acting thing and actually make you know, my life at the time the life of my art, because I'd just go crazy. I couldn't do that all the time, but in this particular instance it was just that I needed in my life to ask myself the questions that song asks, and to answer them, and the actual writing of the song answered the question that I didn't understand in my own real life, my own personal life. So I remember it especially for that. The future of music, stylistically, I don't really know. I think music will just develop as musicians make it. You know, it's just as simple as that. And certain styles will influence other styles, and then certain things will just get created because of, you know, some new type of technology comes along. So, you know, it gives birth to a whole different, a whole different palette of sound. So, you know, the style is just wrenched out of that technological development. But I think self-publishing in music is absolutely wonderful. In the last sort of 5 years that net labels have been developing, I think that the quality of artists releasing their material under CC, on Creative Commons licensing, is changing music. And it might not make headlines, it might not be something you ever read about in the mainstream media, but you know, it matters nothing to me. I've heard enough to know that, you know, I think I'm right, you know, to say that the artists who are developing themselves and who are working out their own musical ideas in public on net labels are hugely important, And perhaps music history won't recognise how important this scene is for another 10 years or ever. But every time I switch on a radio, every time I've seen like music promoted on a billboard or in a magazine, it bores the hell out of me. I really just don't get it. I don't get it anymore, if I ever did. And I'm not interested in those bands, and I'm not interested in their music when I hear it. And the music industry itself seems to have stopped taking any chances. They're just kind of putting all their money on like the usual kind of pop acts, and then the kind of supposedly quote-unquote alternative bands, which, you know, make your own mind up about it, but I think they're pretty mainstream and pretty dull, and I'm not interested in their music or supporting them. So I've found so much of interest that people have released themselves, and I think the kind of direction that a lot of musicians are going in now is that they make their work and they really believe in it, and then they're kind of faced with this hurdle, they're faced with this block, which is, how do I now get this released out? Most musicians don't know, right? And most people sort of used to, I guess, sit around and wait for a record company to say no, or once in a million times to say okay, yeah, you know. Now you don't have to do that. Now you can just say, all right, it's good enough for me. I don't need anyone else's approval. I'm going to submit it to some net labels, or I'm going to put it out myself. And that kind of thought pattern, that kind of independent way of thinking, that active way of thinking, I absolutely love. And I think the more people who do that, the better music will be to hear. You know, forget about advertising and all those kind of pretentious album covers and, like, you know, a person's image and all that kind of stuff. It's just the music. And if you can get hold of the music anywhere, you know, I'd buy this stuff on net labels, but they're giving it away for free because they need an audience, they need support. And there is nothing more gratifying than actually have someone listen to your music, regardless of their opinion of it. Just, you know, to know that you have someone's time spent actually listening to your disc is hugely, hugely important to develop as an artist. And so I think all that technology allows now for people to offer their music on a global level. Doesn't mean it will reach everybody in the world, because it's hard to know about something that doesn't have advertising, but it means that for your own sake as a musician and an artist, you can really develop. And I think that's really one of the most important developments in music ever, is the ability to record cheaply, to put yourself out online and make your music available for cost or for free download. And as for commercial record companies, I don't know. I mean, everyone wants to make money, and if you can make money as an artist, you have a lot more freedom and you have a lot more respect as an artist. But the music itself is most important to me, and the most interesting musicians I've found have not been in the commercial sector. They've been working on net labels. And in a perfect world, I think record companies would, at least just one record company would actually back some of these people financially to give them resources to make a large studio quality album of their work, of their new work, that they could then be supported in touring with and being promoted for. And I think that would really change the landscape of music, but I don't think that will happen somehow. The most important thing in my life is to work. You know, for me, the work is not just something that happens on the side. It is my life, and everything that I want, you know, in my life comes through work, that can come through work, comes through work. And it's enormously important for me to be able to use the ideas that I have at the time. I'm not one of those people who can just write down ideas as a demo and come back to them in a year's time. I mean, for me, it has to be all or nothing. And if I have those ideas, I need to use them then and there. And so, you know, the actual time available to work in and the length of time to work is very, very important to me. So work is like, you know, work is the first and foremost thing that is important to me, because it solves everything for me. It solves all the problems that I have. Other than work, I think, you know, just your family, your friends, the people who you really need in your life, and their company is so important, and you need them with you, you know. So yes, friends and work.